5-0 record. Just got done here within the last half hour or so, putting the new state poll to our website, kttnsports.com, if you want to check out the poll. Doesn't have Princeton in the top 10 yet. I'm not sure if that's going to bother the guys all that much, probably more so the guys than the coaching staff. We kind of touched on that last week. But Princeton does have one vote in the poll. They're 5-0. I think most importantly for Tiger fans, they're coming up on the halfway point here of trying to win a conference championship in the eight-team GRC East. 56-14 victory over at Unionville against the Putnam County Midgets last week in action heard on KTTM. The beat keeps going for you guys. Coach Hotmer, congratulations on another great performance.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we touched on this last week, but I'm sure the boys would like a little bit more recognition in the state poll. I know coaches well enough to know that you just want to win football games.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's can you take care of business every day and get better and then go out and perform and get the win on Friday night.
What's made your team so consistent this year, Coach?
I think their preparation is really good. Their attitudes are great, and a lot of they just get along really well, and they're just they're hungry for success. I feel that they've kind of put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, and they're really hungry for this, and they're confident. They didn't always have that, but they've earned the confidence that they have now, and they're able to play with that, and I think that's kind of helped us just continue to get better every day.
Yeah, it would be easy to say that with the significance a couple of weeks ago of the 20-point win you had at Trenton, that would have given the guys an extra boost of confidence or just, you know, a surge or all those things. And I guess maybe it did, but you guys have been so consistently good that it's hard to tell when you look at the scoreboard. You come out and you do your thing every Friday night.
Yeah, I think just the way we finished last year, we finished really strong and even put up a really good half against the state champs. I thought that kind of just gave us a lot of momentum and a lot of belief that, hey, we're building a program the right way, and if we continue to get better, we'll be have a good shot this year because we've got a lot of kids back. So I think the confidence has just been growing ever since last year at the end of it, and they've carried it over into the off season and now into this year.
When you talk about things that you like to accomplish, Coach, obviously, you know, you're in position. You got to keep, winning, and obviously winning takes care of everything. But you'd like to win a conference championship, and I know you'd also like to get a number one seed in districts, which mm-hmm. one you can control, the other maybe not so much, right?
Yeah, and a lot of what you control is just by going out and doing your job and taking care of business, and that's all we do control. So right now we're sitting okay in the district standings, but there's just so many factors that you can't control with how your opponents play and if they're going to continue to win or lose and the strength of schedule of us versus other teams. And so we really don't focus on that. We just focus on ourselves. And if we can win, that's all that matters. And that's what gives you the best chance to be successful and give you the best setup going into playoffs is if you can just continue to take care of business.
It's one thing to say that you guys are consistently good, and I think you have been that, but I know as a coach you also want to see ways that you continue to get better, and maybe the consistency is good, but just keeping it advancing in your level of play. Have you seen that specifically at Unionville last week, Coach?
Yeah, there were some things we did really well last week. I thought each game we really focus and try to do a lot better. I know two games ago with Trenton, we had some fumbling issues, and so we really harped on ball security, and we ended up having one fumble. We did not lose it, but I thought whenever our kids are running, I knew they were more conscious about whenever they were in a big pile, putting two hands on the ball, and those little things will go a long way. It's just the same as going and tacking the ball in the air and high-pointing it, and when we do that, we're the team that often comes down with the ball. So little things like that, little fundamentals that often go uncoached or unspoken about, that they end up making the biggest difference at the end of the game. So I can see little improvements each week with our kids, and so that's really good to see.
Yeah, it's interesting because as a coach, you would like to have everything go swimmingly well, and you look at all the areas of your football team and said, and you can say at the end of the night, we played well there. But it's hard to coach up guys when that happens, too, where, you know, mm-hmm. against Trenton, you gave up some yards on the ground when Trenton made that surge in the second quarter, and you had about two or three footballs that you fumbled away. Those are the things that you can go to the guys and really get better at.
Yeah, and I think our kids do a pretty good job of just kind of staying humble and knowing that, hey, we haven't arrived yet. We're not special. We have to continue to work And if we want to be as great as we think we can be, and it's just going to take an everyday deal to get better, and it's just going to be a long process, and just to set ourselves up at the end of the year. And when we're at the end of the year, we want to be playing our best ball. So it all takes time. You won't be your best early on, and if you are, that's probably not a good sign, because you're going to have a lot of falters. But we just have to, our kids do a pretty good job of just watching the film, learning, and being coachable, and then trying to get better at that each week.
I've seen good Class 1 teams over the year, and I know, or over the years, rather, and I know you're well aware of this, too. Some of them run the wing tee, and they just pound you to death with that running attack, and others can go to that spread, and they can hurt you that way. Not that you're one or the other, but being the fact that you can run and pass almost equally well, how, for a Class 1 football team, Coach, how dangerous do you feel like that makes you guys going into the last 2 months?
I think that gives us a lot of advantages. I mean, you can just kind of see what the defense is going to do, and however they're going to try to defend you, you can kind of attack it at the weak part of their defense. And so it just gives you more options, and it also allows you to be not so committed to one way or the other. If all we do is run the ball, we're going to be pretty easy to stop. So the less predictable we can be, I think the better, but if something's working, I mean, that's kind of what we live on, and so the balance is great, and I think we can do that because of the way our kids, they really come in to learn and try to get better, so I think that'll help us.
You held Putnam to just 14 points, and I know from talking with Coach Kavanaugh last week that he really kind of like, he's a young kid, the big fullback, Brundage is a good runner for him, and obviously Quint is a very good runner as a kind of a more experienced kid. Did you do a pretty good job of slowing down those two guys in their running attack last week?
Yeah, I thought we did a really good job to open the game. I thought they were able to move the ball just a little bit and convert some third downs and kind of grind out that clock. But after that, I thought we did a really good job of slowing all of that down and getting a couple three and outs and then going down and scoring. And then they ended up, once the running clock was on, they scored on the very last possession of the game, and then the game was over. And but I thought that we did a pretty darn good job with our number ones in there to really control the line of scrimmage and kind of bottle them up all night.
There's no secret that Maysville's been struggling for the last 3-4 weeks. I did hear some whispers before the season that they would be younger and maybe have a little bit of a rebuilding project, maybe not as much as Coach Cole is getting right now, but you and I talked off the air. He's so well-respected with his ability to build up kids and have a good football team year in and year out. They're kind of in that spot where you can look in and say, yeah, they've struggled a little bit, but you just don't know if they get a bunch of kids back, if they put it together that week, they could be a really dangerous opponent.
Yeah, and I think that just in that situation, they can make you dangerous if your kids aren't into the right mindset, too, going into the game, if you want to try to take them lightly. But if you really sit back and watch the film, they're pretty solid defensively. They do a really good job. And then offensively, with how much they run the ball, all they've got to do is get a couple first downs. Now they've burnt 6 minutes off the clock, and then they punch it in. That's demoralizing. So it's crucial that you kind of go into this game, and you have to start really fast because they are young, and with the lack of experience, sometimes that if you can jump on them early, it kind of can sway things your way, and you can just keep rolling. But if you give some young guys some hope pretty early on, then they'll do a lot of things. And the coaches over there, they do a great job. They'll make them believe, and then they're going to make it really tough on you. So it's one of those games that you know they're going to be well coached, but you can't take them for granted.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head, because I've talked to Coach Cole, and yeah, with the scores not looking the way that the Wolverines want them to be here for the last 3 weeks, there's a story behind that. They've had some, they've given up some points with, you know, turnovers and defensive touchdowns against them and things like that. And the one thing Coach Cole has told me here for a month and a half is the defense of Maysville, it's, as you just mentioned, they're doing pretty good work over there.
Oh, yeah, and they are. And I know they've given up some kickoff scores and things like that, but defensively they're pretty stout, so it'll be a really good test.
Injury-wise, Coach, are you guys, knock on wood, pretty healthy?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. We're doing all right. We've got a couple kids that are kind of banged up, but I think that's just a story for everybody. But for the most part, most of our starters and key contributors are pretty healthy.
One of the things I noticed about your team, too, is, and we've talked a little bit about the depth that you have and those things, but you have a really good group of seniors and guys who have been through the battles, and some of them are 3-4 year starters. How important is that group for the leadership of your football team this year?
I think it's really important when, with all the seniors that we do have. They're really good guys, and they work really hard, and they kind of set the tone. So they've been through a lot, and they've experienced a lot, and now that they can use all those experiences and the confidence which they've earned with how hard they've worked to get to where they're at, I think that really kind of bodes well for our team. And just because, I mean, they have great families. They've got great parents, and so that makes them just – they're good kids that you want to follow. And they're pretty humble about it. They know they get the bigger picture. So but when you have kids like that that understand the bigger picture – it makes them really fun to coach, and it makes them really fun to be around, and that's what the other younger kids are kind of taking to. They can see and learn from them and how hard they're working, and they jump on board, and then it just kind of sets a standard for your program.
Before I let Coach go, we'll just kind of get this information out there to the Princeton folks. You may have expected, I know it was the case until about a week and a half ago, that we'd be over in Maysville tonight to bring you the broadcast. We made a switch on that. And there's a really good reason for it. Princeton and Gallatin are both in first place. They're both 3-0. They're playing next week. And we didn't have that on the regional schedule. I figured it would be good to make that switch. So we're going to have a Gallatin-Milan tonight on KTTN. Then coming up on Friday night. And I guess this is going to air Friday. So this Friday night, it'll be a Gallatin hosting Milan on KTTN. Next week could be a really big ball game. Gallatin at Princeton. So that's the reason for that. Coach Hotmer, good luck against Maysville tonight. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.